No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast. It's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shout out to that.
And we back. It's been a couple weeks. It's my fault. I've been on vacation. I've been outside. You know, early fall outside. Yeah, so I went to Mexico.
You look like you were having an amazing time.
So I was. I did. I had a great time in Mexico. I did the all-inclusive shit.
Yes.
The Diamond Club all-inclusive. Meaning, bitch, give me the top shelf Patron and Don Julio.
Yes.
Give me your top shelf shit.
Like, if we're out here, what are we doing anything?
We out here. Right. What it was adults only all-inclusive. Wasn't no kids in the pool splashing around. I was just in that motherfucker.
Getting drunk and shit.
I was in that shit drunk. First of all, let me tell you, Ocean.
Swimming.
Let me tell you something. Ocean 100. Ocean 100. ASAP Zero. I went knee deep. Just the knee. Motherfucker tried to sweep me. Tried to sweep me away. Waves.
You didn't stand up,
right? I was standing up. That's what I'm saying. I was standing up.
Currents
was
pulling.
Got
you.
I thought it was calm water. No, wrong. But the dopest part about the trip, well, not the dopest part, but the funniest part. We went to like off resort hip hop cruise.
Oh,
hey. Yeah, I'm like, okay, so we get on there. I see y'all, you know, it's all black people. So I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? We kicking it. So now, mind you, I'm on this trip with my wife and another couple, another married couple. So we doing married people doing shit. So we get in the fucking hip hop cruise, and we find a seat, like, you know, four seat. We all sitting down, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom boom, and then like other people start coming in, and the fucking a young batch of city girls are standing right in front of me. Set, like, imagine I'm not even sitting next to my wife. I'm sitting next to my homeboy, and the two wives are further down. The fucking group of city girls are sitting in front of me, and it's one of their birthday.
Birthday, bitch! Hey.
Facts. So, like, nigga, like, so, we both got on sunglasses, and they throwing ass like it's no tomorrow. And I'm like,
period.
And I'm sitting there like, hey, I'm looking at my wife like,
that's what I hear.
I'm looking at my wife like, hey, ain't no looking away, nigga. This is in my line of sight. Like, it's not like you walking down the street, you with your wife, you see a thick-ass girl, and, you know, you get your look, and then you look away before she see the girl. Like, you know, none of that shit. I said, these bitches is in bathing suits, beach attire, shaking hella ass. Like,
you know, they're supposed to.
Like, they're supposed to. They was doing their thing.
27.
So, I'm talking shit, around that. So, I'm talking to, you know what I'm saying, my married homie, and we laughing about the shit. It's funny because, like, our wives are right there. And I'm like, you can't say shit because it's ass in my face, right? And so they start going hard, and one of the girls puts her hand on the empty space between my legs for leverage. Nigga.
Oh my.
I don't think I've ever been more frightened. When I tell you I leaned all the way back and made a left turn and looked around at my wife like, I don't know what you want me to do. Hopefully she don't fall. She's not touching me, but...
She was grabbing, she saw the empty space.
Her hand was millimeters away from my dick, and I'm like, hey.
Hey, ho.
You know, when in Mexico, you know, like, I don't know what the fuck to do. But that shit. Right, exactly. No. But like, that shit was, I was like, I don't know what we do. And then one of the other girls, titty kept popping out. So I'm like, okay, you know, got my money's worth. What the fuck you talking about, nigga? I'm Dave Chappelle. Come on, titty. Like.
You had to fake like you trying to move. You got to, like, be folding your feet,
be
like, oh, baby,
like, look, man. I it wasn't shit to fake. Because I'm like, it's six of their ass. It's like, when I say directly in front of me, I mean, like, so close that they're stepping on my shoe. They keep stepping on my shoe. Oh, my bad. Like, no, you good, sweetheart. Woo. Like, I've been out here shit.
What did your wife say?
She didn't say nothing. She was like, at least she was like, no. She was like, I mean, we paid for this. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? But in that moment, I'm like, nigga. I was like, I've been out here shit when we get back to this room that'll ruin the rest. Because this was like vacation day two of five, nigga. Yeah. So I'm like, we got three more days. I'm like, I hope we not beefing for the rest of this fucking vacation. But we wasn't. It was a good time, man. So
I say a little get ready with me.
You know what? I'm trying to... I'm trying to be a TikTok influencer, fam.
I'm
like,
you know what? I was thinking about trying to join the TikTok influencer. I just think I might be too depressed right now.
It'd be like that, though. Like, honestly, like, it was something I was thinking about when I first got my TikTok. And I was looking at, you know, other big guys do to get ready with me. And I'm sounding like, I'm kind of fashionable a little bit for the on the big side. Like, not on the, what we call trench coat alpha side. Like, you ain't them niggas. I ain't got no fucking turtleneck and no long trench coat, nigga. Like, I ain't one of them niggas. But, like, on some big boy, you know, swag type shit, you know. I was doing my thing, you know, and I think I was trying to get my own little taglines and shit, you know. So we'll see. But I was like, it was just fun.
Not even get ready with me is like in a day of a life of.
Yeah.
That was one. I thought about venting about my job. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
And then I just thought about like talking about life, because where I am in life right now is real, and I'm like, I know I can't be the only person.
Oh, absolutely.
Going through the shit that I'm going through right now. So, like, I don't see what I'm going through on TikTok.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe, you know.
Right.
You talk about that. But let me tell you something. My level of depression do not set me up to be sitting here editing videos. I'm telling the truth. Like, me getting out of bed is a struggle.
I feel you. No. I feel you.
Be happy I'm here tonight.
I appreciate you. That being said, shots up.
Shots up.
Don't look at the shot like that, nigga, because you thought the shot we took beforehand. Yeah, so look, come on, you look like Well, no, come on, pick it up. Yeah, come on, lift it up. New job.
Freaking clink.
Clink clink. Y'all already know what it is.
My struggle to get up tomorrow is gonna be harder.
I feel you. Yeah. Yes. You want to get stuff on your chest? You want to talk about it or not?
I don't want to cry.
Big fact. Okay. So I'll start with this. y'all feel free to chime in, Peanut Gallery. I just got a question. Because y'all know we from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Chicago is like, you know, big pizza town, mm-hmm. all this shit. I had a question. Do you eat chain pizza?
No.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's. Whatever.
I like
Pizza Hut is decent.
Okay. Yes, please.
You're going to have to step to the mic, Caroline. Shout out to Shady.
What's up?
Shady no, Records.
Do they?
No, go ahead.
Yes.
They do.
Okay.
They fucking that's better.
That's the dog.
That's the dog.
A roof, a roof.
A roof.
My man
used to work at
Domino's. So I was like, okay, I fuck with the Domino's. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. You
don't fuck with the
chains?
The only chain. Okay, I got a question. What do you qualify as? Domino's, Caesar's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Only Domino's at this point.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut is decent.
Pizza Hut might be the only one, and that's like once every half time.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. So, I almost like, motherfucker tried to shame me for eating Domino's. They was like, oh, but there's so much other pizza out there. You know, we got Giordano's or Thai Fiestas and shit. And I'm like, first of all, I said, first of all, let me hit you with this, bro. First of all, that's the thing about Chicago pizza. Chicago pizza is fucking expensive, nigga. Let's start there. At minimum. For a one topping large, you about to spend
$30. Yeah. Even we don't know the type of cheese that's involved. We just know that the cheese is expensive. If we get let me just get regular cheese.
And not even that, bro. Like Chicago pizza has a lot of fucking cheese. It's almost no crust to Chicago pizza.
At this point,
all fucking cheese.
At this point, it's like macaroni.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say so, as a 38-year-old man, I don't need to be blocked up like that, my nigga, off all that fucking cheese. Like fam, I can't go to Domino's or Pizza Hut and pinch the cheese and pull the entire cheese off my slice and be left with bread. That's Chicago pizza. There is one small thin layer of sauce. and 10 pounds of cheese, nigga. I said, like, nigga, like, when they say we lay it on thick, bitch, we lay it on thick.
Yeah. I've been agreeing, so, like, if I'm, like, in the mood for pizza, oh, mod. I like mod pizza.
Yeah, I fuck with a mod. What they call it? Fast fired?
Yeah.
Fast fired, like, pizza.
We, in Chicago, we do have a lot of pizza to choose from.
Hell
and
yeah.
And if I'm being realistic, my first thought is not to get a Caesar's, a Domino's, a Papa John's, anything of the such. I'm like, I'm going to get a Vegas, a Barocco's, a Italian Fiesta. Man. I mean, yeah, but I ain't never had a home run in pizza. Home. Like, I think once.
Like, I haven't had the restaurant.
Yeah, like, at the restaurant my once. Nigga. Other than that, I'm going to go buy this box.
My nigga, a one topping.
Restaurant pizza?
Oh, yeah. But like, honestly, I ain't going to even hold you. Chicago. Like I said, that pizza is fucking expensive. So for $30, I'm going to get a large one topping.
Italian Fiesta.
At minimum. For $30, I can get like 4 mediums from fucking Domino's and 2 cheesy breads, nigga. Like.
Yeah, they just don't be that good.
That's a lie.
To me.
When's the last time you had it? Like honestly, like, fam, like, this is the argument I be having with people. They be like, oh, I don't fuck with none of this, that, and the third. And I be like, when's the last time you had it? And motherfuckers be like, oh, hey, that's just his college. I be like, your opinion, no disrespect, is fucking irrelevant. Like, some shit you ain't had since your, but I promise you. Because, like, I can eat the Chicago shit, the good shit. I can even go as high as Giordano's, Lou Malnati's, whatever. I can eat that shit too, but sometimes I want to be trapped. Let me get that quick Domino's, get my fucking day on with. Like, nigga, I ain't got an hour and a half to wait for pizza.
I feel you. I was sitting here thinking, because we've been off for 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I didn't even remember if we had covered the last episode of The Chi. But that made me think about how you don't watch Power. And hold that thought. Because not like Power. The Tariq Power or the Kayden Power. The Tommy Power.
That's the Tommy Power.
I know you don't. And I just was sitting here like, man, I don't have nobody to talk about this show with.
So are you saying I got to go watch Power so we can talk about Power?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Just Tommy.
You might fall in love with Tariq.
With who?
I don't know. I was checking the comments and people, it was plenty of the people not here for the Tariqs.
Teach me the fucking game, ghost.
Just don't say that.
You're in the comments of the old people that hate Tariq. They just hate the character. And they
can't, you know, like, honestly, I've said this. I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I've definitely said this in, like, on social media and, you know, in front of people. Power fans are the reason I don't watch Power.
I can see that.
Power fans are the reason I don't watch Power.
How you don't support Matt? And he's doing a really good job in this show.
I don't like Tariq. You just said it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that
but no, when
sucks.
I say, okay,
like, it's
pause.
A really good concept.
But when I say I don't like Tariq, it's like, people like Tariq now because you watch the show. But I feel like from Power.
From OG Power.
From OG Power.
Book
nothing,
one.
Nothing about this show told me I wanted to follow Tariq's timeline.
And
hear me out. I respect, I'm not sitting here down to anybody who watched Tariq or Kanan or whatever the case may be. Do you? But I'm just saying, from Power, the OG show, nothing about that segue made me want to follow Tariq's storyline. That's it.
Okay, do you be salty at people that don't watch Tommy? That's original, or that originally watched Power?
No. If that's not who you was invested in, if that's not a character you related to or liked or whatever the case may be, again, I can see why you didn't follow him, because that's how I felt about Tariq. I liked Tommy. So I cared about Tommy's storyline, so I followed it. I didn't care about Tariq, so I didn't follow it.
I just wanted people who watch Power to stop ruining Power. And then, I
hate that too.
I've let enough time pass that I could probably go back and watch the original and catch up.
Yeah.
But, like, when that shit was on, that shit was annoying. And it was crazy. And I don't know, maybe it might be because at the time when that shit was really at its peak, like pre-pandemic, I was working overnight. And I was working overnight weekends. And I was working at a radio station. So I'd be on my phone on social media all day. I'm talking about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
2 a.m. After, like, an hour after the fucking episode done dropped.
Yep.
Niggas. Did you know so-and-so got killed? Or this happened or something? And I'm thinking to myself, why are you ruining this?
I like, love the people who was like, yo, the latest episode of Power was crazy. And then 2 days go by, they're like, is it safe to talk about Power?
I appreciate them people.
Drop it to the comments. It's the, even when I used to make commentary about
fucking
shows.
Trolls, man.
Like, when I make commentary about shows on like such a, I'll be like, yo, that person probably should die real soon. So, and that be it. Like, I just, I'll be like, did y'all see it? And this person had did. That you get this whole synopsis.
So, especially with shows like Power, I feel like it's a dip. Niggas be like, but y'all was talking, doing scandal, whatever. I said, that's live tweeting. That's different. We're all watching this shit at the same time.
Yeah.
And you know we watching it at this time.
But also, times was different.
What?
Because I don't feel like people live do anything anymore. I know people feel
Well, that's because Power drops before it actually airs.
That's true.
Like, Power drops, like, I think Power used to come on, like, it was like Sunday night. And it would drop, like, Saturday at Saturday. Well, Sunday at midnight.
Yeah.
So motherfuckers will stay up and they'll watch it. Or they'll watch it when they come from going out or whatever. And they'll immediately go on social media and ruin it.
It wasn't a time stamp where you had to
No.
watch it. Like Snowfall.
And then motherfuckers, if you don't want to know what happened, stay off social media. No, bitch. Don't tell me what the fuck happened. Like, after Scandal and shit, after Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, that's when I really realized, I said, fam, the people who write these shows and produce these shows, they purposely write these shows for those OMG moments.
Yeah.
So you for you to go, oh, shit. Why would you take that from somebody else? Why would you steal that moment from somebody else? Oh, my God, I can't believe Ghost got shot. Bitch, I'm asleep. I just mama wake up taking their morning, Sunday morning shit. And here you are on the timeline blowing the show that don't come on TV for another 8 hours.
That's true.
I was like that right there. That's why I don't watch that shit.
You're right. I wasn't thinking about the fact that like when Power dropped, you could watch it at any time. Whereas Scandal, you had to watch.
You had to have your ass in front of the TV at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and we on Twitter talking shit.
Oh, the good old Twitter.
The good old days. I miss it so much. I miss a good old watching some shit as a family. No, it's Twitter. It's an X. I don't call it that. I wish I could change the name on my apps to recall that shit Twitter instead of that X shit. Cause I don't fuck with it. I blocked Elon Musk on Twitter.
I don't blame you. I feel like the only thing we watch in real time, if we choose to watch,
a war show,
is a war shows. Yeah.
And versus.
And shit, we ain't had a versus. When was the last versus?
They just got versus back. You know they had sold it. And then
who got it back?
Them, Swiss and Tim.
So it's no longer like, cause I remember that shit was like on Apple Music for a minute.
No, I think they was in partner, but they had sold it to Thriller, I think.
Thriller
whatever. And I think they just got it back.
Okay. But yeah,
cause y'all been missing a bag for like a year and a half.
Big facts.
I don't know who else I want, but y'all missing a bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of award shows, did you watch the hip-hop BET
I didn't.
Awards?
I had back-to-back vacation. I ain't watched
shit. Oh, that's true. Ho-hum-hum.
What happened? Well, I mean, I know in gist of what happened.
The show, which I think DaBaby.
Okay.
Which I separated DaBaby from DaBaby. But being like, I thought his opening was good. Like, take his personal out of it. Like, yeah. What everybody feel about him. Like, DaBaby is very charismatic. He has great stage presence. He's a performer for sure. And then Sexy Red came out. And my face was in Chrissy Teigen for like 20 minutes, dead ass. I was just sitting there like, because after she performed and then he was done, she came back out. And I was just like,
a la Lil Mama? Just with a Lil Mama?
No, she had her own set.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, I cannot.
That has to be.
I cannot.
That has to be the cringiest moment at an award show.
It was to me. Yeah, like that. That was her whole performance.
She just came out and did that. She just
like. Ass. She not lying.
Pound town, going to pound town. My booty print. My booty hole, bro.
But that ass.
She's doing a sexy red. It's a thing. I definitely knew what you're doing. So like that's, you know what, and that's the difference between a lot of the female rappers and like. Well, I would say just sexy. Like, it's the difference between like sexy red and Ice Spice, and then the rest of them. Cause the rest of them fucking perform. Lotto, Glorilla.
Glow gon' perform.
Like Megan, Cardi, like all that. But like sexy red, like I see Ice Spice and I'd be like, nah, fam, this ain't
it. Yeah, and here's the thing that bothers me about me, cause okay, crazy enough, Bow Wow said it best. That sister's alone.
No, that's very accurate. Go ahead. What do you say?
He was just like, can we get back artist development?
Yes.
Like, y'all really just be sending people out here. They don't know how to interview. They don't know how to talk. They don't have no stage presence.
Where's your PR?
Like, there's nothing.
Where's your media team?
And it's because you have, like, these TikTok moments, right? Or, like, your song. They just care about money. Let me hurry up and get you because you're hot. And then that's it. And I guess I get it. You're just checking the bag. But for the people who thoroughly, like, I appreciate music and the art of and this whole thing, like, it sucks for them.
Because a lot of them, honestly, fam, a lot of them are signed through neighborhood labels that are connected to a bigger label only for distribution. So it's not like you walked into Jive Records and they put the whole machine behind you. You know what I'm saying? It's more like, not even like QC. It's just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? My neighborhood record label. And they get distribution through somebody. So, you don't even hear from that label until, like, the fucking album done and it's ready to be put out. And that's, like, and that's the big thing. Like, they'll go viral and there's nobody left to help them. And that's the fucking problem.
Yeah, that's it. And
like, remember, like, look at the difference between Glorilla, Fuck Nigga Free, and Blessed. That's your difference right there.
I don't even know these people.
No, Glorilla. Her song, Fuck Nigga Free.
Oh, okay.
And then her song, Blessed.
Okay.
Two different artists in both them videos. Like, Fuck Nigga Free, that I got her on. It's ghetto as fuck. It's ratchet. In that video, it's a pregnant woman on that motherfucking car throwing ass. And then you fast forward to, like, Blessed. You know, she got the machine behind her. Yo Gotti and them, whoever the fuck she signed to. They got the old ladies out here smoking weed and counting money. It's a production. I'm like, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Because first thing motherfucker said, like, all right, you good, all right, go get your motherfucking teeth fixed. First of all, get them fixed right. Not like them the mask chompers that T.I. son got. That nigga T.I. I thought Juelz shit was bad. Not even.
I'm just crazy. Like, okay, I know that you can have a bad grill at a young age, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was just like, dang, you early for veneers. Like, you ain't get braces or something? You ain't want to try with your natural teeth?
Yeah, that shit is weird.
But, okay, also, I'm trying to think what else happened on this BET Award. Here's my thing about rappers today. Like, okay, I think we deserve club music. Don't get me wrong, we should always have club music. Even our era, we had Ratchet Club music. But the people who be really spitting don't never get the shine they're supposed to get. Because the Lola Brooks and the Lady Londons need to be like, I fucks with Lola Brooks. Like, I'm going to need y'all to put that same amount of energy behind these people who I know in my spirit can give you real rap and commercial rap. If you invest in.
They boom. They some of them come off too boom bap. Even Lola come off a little boom bapish.
What does that mean?
Boom bap rap. Like, where you can come off as a dope ass lyricist, but I can also make a motherfucking hit.
Okay, yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can make a motherfucking hit.
That's how I feel. Because that's like, how I feel about Mulatto. I think she leaning more into commercial than what I knew her to be. But I think that you can have a happy balance and be commercial, and like your hook could be catchy, but your verses can really still be talking about shit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Lola Brooks and Lady London, like right now, they're my top two. Lady London and Lola. Put some respect on these ladies' names. They is out here.
They're too New York. They both are.
And that's probably why I love them.
Play with it, though. Play with it, though. Play with it.
Both of them are very.
That's probably why I love them so much. Because I grew up on New York.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by boom bap with them. At least them two. That's what I mean by boom bap. Like even the girl when they did the cipher, the girl from Memphis. She got it in.
Was that Maya?
I forget her name. She was with Lola and them. She was with Lola and London, and she was from Memphis.
I forget.
And then, you know, Bun B was with them.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that was Maya Deen. I don't remember. She was dope too. Yeah.
But it was, like, real, like, I couldn't see her, like, getting it in with what's going on. It was real, like, you know what I'm saying?
Our time had commercial ratchet ass rap. Let's not act like we didn't.
We didn't, but I don't know, man. Like, everybody say, like how we judge, like, how everybody judged them. My pussy pink. Booty hole brown and
we go judge. To
slub on slob on my knob.
Judge.
That's what I did, nigga.
Like slob on my
knob. I don't even judge
like,
sexy red.
Nigga say, you
I
know
just
what I'm
be like, I know I'm not in the age bracket for the music she making. At this point in my life, like if you're not the rapper that I would enjoy, if I'm seeing you, I'm hoping that you're giving me a performance. That's what it is. When I say sexy red at the BET Awards. I don't give a fuck about Ski. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to see what type of performance you gave me. That was it. Take your artistry real. That was all. I know Sexy Red not for me. Cool beans. If I'm in a club, I make Ski. Whenever I go to the fuck club, I ain't the age of going to the club. That's not my era. But like, when I see you on a concert, a Grammys, a BET, or whatever the case may be, I just want to see what type of production you was going to give me. What type of show. I can tell every time that Glow get out here and perform that this is not the... She not 1,000% comfortable, but I appreciate what the fuck she did. Cardi B ain't 1,000% comfortable in choreography, but I appreciate what the fuck she did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you dug into your artistry. You wanted to be great. You wanted to be this person. And I respect and appreciate that. And again, nothing against her. I just know she's not for me.
Yeah, I realized a long time ago that I aged out of rap. I aged out of new rap.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, like, if some shit catch my ear, it'll come. Because, like, honestly, I've been hard on that fucking Mexican OT. I'm sorry.
And
that nigga
told,
album is fire.
Truth be told, I'm only getting one side of Sexy Red, right? For all I know, she might have another rapping sound inside of her or a more storyteller. Or
no,
whatever.
She don't.
I'm just saying, we don't know that. But we don't know that,
yeah.
Right? And I say that meaning, like, I like
that's
Mulatto.
Perfect. We don't know that.
I like Mulatto, right? Mulatto, before she became Big Lotto, was a little bit more deeper with her rap.
Yeah.
And I like Lotto for that because I seen her grow there. And now you get to a place where you're like, I ain't popping here, but I pop with this shit. So I'm going to do a little bit more of this. I respect her ratchet, but I know what Lotto can give me.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing, like, since Ray got, I'm not saying Sexy Red complete trash. I just know her commercial rap not for me. But I don't know what else that girl got sitting in her arsenal. Mama might come out and spit some real shit. And, okay, speaking of rap and spitting real shit. People got to put some respect on Justina Valentine's name.
Who?
Najee.
Who?
Justina.
Wow, that was Justina?
No.
Okay, this ain't even on our show prep, so I don't even know where you're going with this shit. I'm going
to
let you...
Y'all listen to that freestyle.
I listened to that freestyle, and it was like, no.
Y'all
okay.
I'm
going to
tell you why.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
in what universe do you think I'm listening to Justina's Valentine's freestyle?
Because it was just on the timeline.
Justina Valentine, Chanel West Coast, Iggy Azalea. Not listening to none of their ass.
Bendo.
There's no room for white female rappers. I'm sorry.
But she
there's
was
no
spinning,
room.
Though.
We barely getting the fucking black women on. I ain't
but
got
she
no.
She was spinning, though.
Was she?
She was.
Was she? Look, let me tell you something. What was she on? What was she spinning this on? Because I haven't seen it.
Flex.
Thank you.
She wrote that shit.
Okay, many people.
She was.
She
many
wrote that
people
shit.
Write they shit before
I,
she comes on.
I believe it.
Many
I believe
of the
it.
People. I don't give a damn.
I believe
if
it.
She wrote it. Many
yeah.
of the rappers and rapperettes have rehearsed and wrote they shit.
Probably not Tyler the Creator.
It's just Justina Valentine, though. I'm cool on that
why?
Shit.
Why? Because she white.
Yes, exactly. Call me. First of all, I honestly ain't going to hold you. It ain't because she white. I don't have the mental capacity to care about her rapping.
Nah, that's
I don't have the mental capacity to care about her rapping.
Listen, like, listen, really listen to that shit. That shit was kind of bad, yo. That shit was
bad. Was it? Because I like, so look, this is the thing, right?
Because I saw a tweet that you saw.
I would have to listen to it.
Was going, and then I saw one. Was like, why is everybody saying it's going? Listen to what the fuck she's saying. And I was like,
it's not, look, if you.
Okay.
It's hard to explain.
No, here's my thing, okay? I think Justina was doing her thing. It's my personal opinion. You ain't got to agree with it. That's fine.
Like, out of 10, what you give it?
I got to go listen to it again and then give you it. Like, when I listen to it.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. This is what I want. Yeah, I want a number.
If it was anybody else, non-white, they'd let that shit rock.
Like I said, I don't know because I can't. I haven't listened to it. I don't know because I haven't listened to it. But honestly, it's. I don't want to give Justina Valentine a chance. I just don't.
Only thing that I feel
like I don't know. Like I don't know what it is.
You know, I feel like Justina doesn't have a hit. She doesn't have a song.
Does she have a song? Right. Does she have a single song? It's a lot of motherfuckers that can rap.
She has.
But can you have? Do you have something worth rapping about?
No, I feel like Justina doesn't have a song that's a hit.
Example.
Period.
Example.
But if she got on the track of a song and had like a hook, I mean not a hook, like a verse, like she had the bridge, she had a Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Like she's just a feature.
That's not helping.
No, back in early Nicki days when she just had a feature, Nicki was in her bag. As a feature?
So you're talking about what, 2012?
Back in the day is what I stated. Nicki had a feature. So
she need a feature.
And I think she need a solid feature.
I'm sorry.
Y'all, I was just saying. Oh, now that you got me thinking about the past, and y'all be coming at me, Chris is still on my head. Because this nigga left me out here 3 weeks ago.
No. What was it? Come back, nigga.
Nigga, I told y'all I was gonna bring that shit back this episode. That nigga left me out to die.
What was it that you were talking about?
We was talking about Love Don't Cost a Thing, and I felt like Fabulous was a little corny and could make it. And y'all was on air, like, nah. But once the air was on,
oh, that
Chris is like, nah.
He rolled with you after the fact.
Left me out to dry.
You don't have no record
in
this.
I ain't letting that shit die.
You don't have no record in this. He didn't say it on the air.
I am not letting that shit die. I'm letting y'all know right now.
Oh, man. But I look, honestly, personally, I don't have nothing against Justina Valentine.
I like Justina.
I feel you.
I think what I have a bigger, I think what my issue when it comes to Justina is the play on black. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, her characteristics of her personally comes off as if I'm... But I hate to say that because in her thoughts, like, it comes off as hip-hop. And hip-hop is black and black women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, but in a way, it comes off as, like, I'm trying to be. And I don't think that she is, but just the way it kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's wilding out or her mannerisms that like, I don't have, like, none. It's just, like, I'd rather not hear you rap. Because, for example, you say, like, she need, like, a song or a feature or whatever. And I'm thinking, and when I'm thinking to myself, when I'm thinking about Wild N' Out, I said, look how many rappers are on that show. Mm-hmm. But they're battle rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these niggas have albums.
That's true.
Like, I don't want to hear Charlie Clips' album.
She's a battle rapper to me too, though.
And maybe that's why. Maybe she need a battle rap. Maybe she don't need a song. She need a battle rap. But I don't even know if she want to do that because some of them battle rappers, they legit. So I don't know. But I would, like I said, I would have to hit a freestyle to give it a proper critique. But once you, like, you put Justina Valentine, I know, and I'm like, nigga, you put it directly out your ass.
I did. It was random.
Talking about fucking much, Justina Valentine.
But I was just thinking of female rappers is what I was going with. And I'm like, I listen to it, and I'm like, I think it can be something that y'all let Iggy rock.
No, who? Who? You talk about Iggy. Nobody let Iggy rock.
No. She had like a number one album.
She had a song. She had a single song. Let me say something. She had a single song.
When I say y'all, I'm not specific. I know. You. I mean the public.
I know, but listen. Rock. But actually, no, the fuck they didn't. Cause she had that single fucking song. She was backed by T.I. and that still wasn't enough. When her ass tried to go on tour, them motherfucking albums, them fucking ticket sales went. If she's a little bit back than Iggy, then I'm cool. I'm still cool. Iggy ain't even from here.
Not.
So you mean tell me you a little bit better than the bitch from across the pond? I'm straight.
Where's Justina from?
I don't know where Justina from. America? A trailer park? Here. 8 Mile?
She give me Jersey.
She give me.
I was going to say Jersey. See, motherfuckers. Let me look. I ain't even want
to lie. Oh, God. Hey, Alexa, where's Justina Valentine from? That bitch from the trailer park. Like, that's a,
sir.
That, she the only white girl I know who look like she got a fucking weave.
Yes.
Like, she got hella tracks in her shit.
You called it. She's a Jersey chick.
Fuck it. Aw, nigga. Fucking Guido. Get these bitches out of here. Get this tan ass out. Get that tan ass out of here. Moving on.
That's what I was saying. Like, my only real thing is I just feel, and it's hard to say that. Because if you're replicating hip-hop or, you know, like rap, what you see when it comes to women is the weave, is the, you know what I'm saying, this look, right, this persona for the ones that's making it.
Don't she got a BBL, too?
Probably. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you kind of fall into that little category. So if I'm trying to get up in there, I can see how you got into that. So I hate to say she's trying to be black.
Yeah, I mean, I
she's trying to be what looks like hip hop, I guess you could say, for women.
It's a little bit of appropriation in there. It's a look, nigga. She like one of two or three white girls on the show with all niggas. It's a little appropriation.
I mean, okay,
it's automatic.
If you like Evanescence and you was trying to get into the rock world. And the rock world was perceived a certain type of way. And that's the entry. You don't try to get to what they think is rock.
I think it's a natural thing.
You know what? Okay, you don't wear. Naturally comes if I'm out. A goth chick, if I like dark, right? If I like dark colors and I want to be rocky, then I may get all black and some silver chains, some shit that hang from my nose because. I want to get into this community, right? Like, this is what
no,
I...
No, not because you want to get into the community, because that's who you are.
That's what you recognize.
There's a difference between that's who you are and then who you're trying to be.
Okay.
Like, I don't know Justina Valentine pre-wilding out. I don't know. I don't either. Now, if you show me a picture of this bitch fucking cheerleading with pom-poms, I'm on her ass. Like, no, this ain't... You know what I mean? But, like, you show me a picture of Justina Valentine, maybe... Started some shit in the club. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's, and all that comes from, you know, who you are as a motherfucking person. Like, who you, you're like you could tell.
I say that meaning, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to say she's trying to be black, but, like, the longer I've been watching her, I felt like she has transitioned into a way of being, like, you giving me trying to be black vibes.
I mean, but that comes from her being, that's what she's surrounded by.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she's around about. You can't, I can never fault nobody for like, being surrounded by that. Example, I got a cat I went to high school with. White boy. I mean, white boy. We went to majority black high school. But he was cool. He was in the sneakers. He had, like, throwback jerseys. All that shit. And now, today, at, you know, 35, 36, he's still, like, in the sneakers and shit, but... Motherfucker be on the golf course in the links and shit. Like, he don't look like the same white boy I went to high school with. Like, he ain't got no Jabot straps no more. It's Dockers. You know what I'm saying? But that's like a growth, thing. But that like, it's kind of a you are your environment type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so I don't know. Like, show me her pre-wilding out. Show me some grainy video of Justina Valentine spitting in a cipher. And then maybe we could talk. But if the first time me hearing this bitch rap is on Flex in the morning, I'm cool on that shit.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of motherfuckers, I'm cool on. The big ear nigga and his bald head wife.
Oh,
I don't even want to say their names. Like, nigga, they done hit Kardashian status.
He was bald anyway. Listen.
The shit that done came out in the week. It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a week. The shit that came out. So one thing is, Tupac proposed to her. Tupac had alopecia. Will Smith ran up on Tommy Davidson.
Yes.
For Wu.
That shit was random.
Who are these niggas? And like, and they've been separated since 2016. Now, like, I have never seen.
Before you go on this
okay.
rant, I want to say, plenty of people been going on, like, she's giving us information, and everybody like, no, people read her book, she go on interviews to ask her questions that's in her book. So, I guess to say she's not randomly just spewing out fat stuff, but I just think, girl, what?
It, you know what? It's not random. It's I mean, it's probably executed. Because it's promo for the fucking book.
Yeah.
So, like, so, honestly, like, if anybody who has any knowledge of how...
That makes me want to read her book.
That part. So, like, if for anybody who's knowledgeable how, like, interviewers prepare for interviews. Like, so, if you're going to talk to Jada about her book, you have to read her
book.
And those are the questions you have to ask. And at certain point, like, you know what I'm saying? You do have to ask them, you know, what are you comfortable talking about? What do you not want to talk about? What do you want to save? This, that, the third. It's kind of like a trailer. It's kind of like a trailer for her fucking book. But then, like, some of the shit she's talking about, I'm like, baby, we don't care. Like, when I think about it.
If it was ever time for me to agree with Stephen A.
Every time I hear something about them from that house, I be like, nobody asked for this.
But why do we feel this way?
Because, but like honestly, because it's honestly because it's useless information. Like, imagine we have been going on for years talking. Now, imagine I don't think nobody's really serious when they talk about her and Tupac being soulmates and all this shit. We just laugh like and feel like you know Will Smith was like you know you couldn't get Tupac, so you ended up Will Smith. Like, this your leftovers. No, not even rebound. Leftovers. You know, I got him. It's cool. Like, whatever. But after, I remember we used to be like, oh, they swingers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we never heard nothing. All that other shit, we ain't need. Is y'all swinging or no? Answer the question I'm asking you, not the other shit. Because I don't really care no more. Like, fam, I'm like, fam, Hollywood... marriages break up all the fucking time. I don't know what y'all niggas are not. Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis. Y'all are not that. Jada, what? When's the last time Jada Pinkett been in a movie?
At this point, I don't even want to see a movie with
Girls Trip. And when was that? 2016.
So, I don't want to see. Like, Jada has annoyed me so bad. I don't want to see an old movie, and I don't want to see...
I ain't going to say all that now. I ain't going to say all that now. I ain't gonna hold you, nigga. I watched Woo like 2 weeks ago. I was bored. I watched Woo like 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, this shit was funny.
Prior to,
I don't know. I was watching Woo.
Who these niggas?
I was definitely watching Woo. I definitely watched... what the fuck else was it? I watched something else. I can't remember what. But, like, I mean, I'm here for, like, the old shit. But whatever.
I don't want to see shit that got Jada in here right now. She is tap dancing on my nerves.
I feel you. I feel you, because I'm just like, ugh. Why y'all still, like, just go, like, it's go away. It's really go away. Like, I don't want to fucking hear from y'all niggas. Because, like, take me off the mailing list. I want to get off the bus, the train. I don't want to hear none of this shit from y'all. I don't want to be on none of this shit no more. Like, because I'm tired of hearing about y'all. You know what? Fuck it. Drop a sex tape, nigga. Give me something. You want to give me some shit? Give me a sex tape of throwing her 95-pound ass around the fucking bedroom, Willard. Give me that shit. Give me some shit. Give me something that's really tantalizing. I don't give a fuck if y'all ain't been married for fucking... Y'all ain't been together for 8 years. Like,
you know.
And now y'all reconciling. Now y'all working on it. Because he called you his wife and he slapped Chris Rock. He slapped a nigga that's the same weight as you.
It's been so long since he had called her wife.
That's what she said. How? Why would it be? Y'all keeping up this fucking facade? Y'all niggas like y'all.
I just don't get this whole, like, we ain't gonna never do divorce. What? I'm not about to be stuck.
People, look, that's
trapped.
Let me say something. These
problems.
The movie problems,
that comes out after one of them pass, Lord.
Look here. This is the type of shit that, as we say in the workforce, is.
The scandal of it all.
This is the shit that we say in the workforce is above our pay grade.
Yes.
This is shit rich people do. Oh, we don't have to get divorced. They live in California. It's community property state. Hell no, they ain't getting divorced because they do get half of the shit that Will got. And Will made way more fucking money than she ever did, nigga. Yes. Like, I feel like all the money Jada made in her entire career is equivalent to the money Will Smith made on Independence Day and Men in Black. Two movies, nigga. Summer 97, 98. The money he made from them two is her whole career earnings. And I'm including that motherfucking TV show, The Hawthorne. I'm including all that shit, nigga. Because, like, my nigga was up there getting a $20 million bag. For like 6-7 years. Like, he was, him and Jay-Z was like, I held you down for 6 summers, damn. Where's the love? Like, nigga, when they was calling July 4th Will Smith weekend,
yeah.
I'm like, nigga, nah, yeah, nigga, I'm sorry, Peaches. You ain't got enough. You can't. Sorry, Lyric. This ain't it. Like, woo ain't it. Like, in a set of time, nigga. And Independence, we talking about Independence Day, Men in Black, Enemy of the State. And then we talking about Low Down Dirty Shame. Woo!
Ali.
Ali, because Ali was 2001. And nigga, that's him. He's in Ali. She's playing a wife.
That's what
you're saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's
what year to set it off? Come on.
96. So yeah, you got Independence Day, set it off. He got Men in Black, woo. Like, nigga, it's not the same.
What set it off a money maker, or was it just a cult classic?
No, that's a hood classic.
But did they make money up front? Or did they, like, you know, like Friday didn't get it up top. But
no, it's a hood classic. Afterwards? It's a hood classic. I don't remember Set It Off like being a, not hell no. They wasn't really, no, that's, Set It Off is under the, that fucking poster you got on your wall, all them fucking nigga movies. Like, give or take, like, A Waiting to Exhale, or Boys in the Hood. You know what I'm saying? It made nigga dollars. Independence Day?
Made everybody.
Nigga, that's THX. Ooh, like, that shit was like
Men
that.
Men in Black made everybody dollars.
Men in Black. Nigga, they was out here dancing with aliens. And he had the soundtrack. So, top of that, yeah, like, nigga. Why, like, yeah. That just part. Bounce with me. Just, yeah. That nigga was out here dancing with a fucking alien. Yeah. Like, that type of shit. So, like, yeah. But as far as that relationship, I really don't give a fuck no more. Like,
I don't want to hear about it.
I don't.
Anymore.
Can y'all, like, why just, like, this, like, he why?
He was bald anyway.
But y'all got so much money, like, why is this, like, just go why? Away. Why do you still need to be in the public?
It's a twin of the fingers.
Why do you still just have to be around? Why do we still have to know your name? Because this nigga done dropped some flop movies recently.
That's why we never get Denzel on Instagram.
Ever.
Absolutely not.
Ever. Nigga, you don't see Denzel until the movie come out.
Listen.
Denzel is the Beyonce of the acting world.
Dead ass. People like, you want me to do an interview?
Nah, I'm good.
And they see give you an interview. Does that give you an interview?
He'll give you a good, Jimmy
if
Kimmel.
If it ain't
Jamie Foxx interview?
Yeah.
She don't even do the night, she don't even do the late night shows. Like, Beyonce, if my production company ain't shooting it, you ain't getting it.
Beyonce don't do shit.
Michael Jackson.
Actually, I'm glad you fucking said that. So, Peep Game, right? This week, Drake tied Michael Jackson for most number ones. And I saw somebody on Twitter was like, you know, y'all trying to discredit Drake, but y'all wouldn't be doing that if it was y'all favorite artist, whatever, whatever. Now, I went and looked at the 13 songs that Drake has number one. 5 of them ain't even his fucking song. 3 of them bitches is Rihanna's. Like, nigga, like, these ain't even like, you featuring on this shit, dog. And then the other ones...
I didn't think they count.
If you own it, you know, what I'm saying? That's how niggas get away. Like, that's what I'm saying. In the music industry...
your song, I figured it shouldn't count.
In the industry, words fucking matter. And this is what I be telling motherfuckers. So they was going on their little spiel about that shit, and I went and looked at them. And they was like, you know, if it was Beyonce, y'all wouldn't say shit. And I said no, because Beyonce don't do no fucking promo. There are no videos. There's no interviews. There's no late night. None of that shit. Beyonce, sometimes she don't even say shit. They be like, oh, y'all, shit, y'all, Beyonce album drop. Number one.
Listen.
We're finna.
She gonna post a little.
Everybody's late for work the next morning because they was watching that, listening to that
picture.
Shit.
It was like, ta-da.
So these are his number ones. What's My Name? Rihanna. Work? Rihanna. For him, he got One Dance, God's Plan, Nice for What, In My Feelings, Tussie Slide, What's Next. He got Way Too Sexy with Future and Young Thug, and Wait for You, which is Future song with him and Tim's, and Jimmy Cooks, Slime You Out, and First Person Shooter.
What's Michael
Jackson? I don't need Michael Jackson 13. Let me finish. This is why I don't need Michael Jackson 13.
I don't need it.
I'm looking at Drake's 13. These are all non-competes. Like, for the most part. They're non-competes. So this is my shit, right? When they come out with that, oh, so-and-so just dropped the number one album, whatever. You know what the album's number one? Because he's not going against no fucking body. Niggas select their release dates based on who else is coming out.
Yep.
Might come out against any fucking body.
Yep.
Beyonce come out against any fucking body.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And plus, in Mike Day, you don't have as much access to music as you did. Nigga, you either had the radio, the video, or you bought the fucking album. Because Mike, like you said, Mike wasn't doing no fucking late night shows. Mike wasn't doing no fucking interviews. None of that shit. So those are three avenues. My nigga, I can get up in this. I can catch Drake shit on TikTok, on Instagram, on all the fucking streaming apps, YouTube, and the fucking radio, and satellite radio. Like, this nigga... music comes through 10 different avenues. I said, nigga, Drake's 13 and Mike's 13 are not the fucking same, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, they're not the fucking same. The only motherfuckers today who can get that title without flack, honestly, is Beyonce, and I hate to say it, fucking Taylor Swift, because her fucking fan base is ridiculous. But all that shit, I'm like, and the crazy part is, these ain't even Drake's best fucking songs.
They're not.
Nothing off So Far Gone is in this shit. Nothing off Nothing Was the Same was in this shit. Nothing off Take Care was in this shit. What are we talking about, dog?
As far as Taylor Swift goes.
Oh my God. Stop! You still talking about the fucking MTV Awards. She's not. None of us are. I ain't no fucking Swiftie, nigga.
Michael Jackson, half of his 13 is his album.
The whole fucking album, nigga. One album, my nigga. Is you, my nigga, was.
But we talking it's about what was stated as number one.
Yeah.
The album.
No. She's not wrong. Like, no, nigga. Like, Thriller and Bad each had like four or five number one singles, nigga. That's 10 off of two albums. We ain't counting Off the Wall, Dangerous, Invincible, like none of that shit.
Speaking Off the Wall.
Mike had. Yeah.
Dangerous had. Fucking
like at least two or three.
Nah, Dangerous had Jam.
In the closet.
Remember the time.
Black or White.
Black and White.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Thriller was
Dangerous.
Thriller was Thriller. So it's like
five songs thriller. That went number one off Thriller, nigga. And about four or five that went number one off Bad. So that's what I'm saying.
It's bad, bitch. And I hate
to say this, niggas. I don't even know. I don't know if y'all rocking with me. If I stand alone, but I down this hill. Bad is a better album than Thriller.
A lot of people think that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. It was like, oh, it didn't sell as much. Of course not, because Thriller is Thriller in terms of sales. But nigga, I was like, look at the follow up, nigga. Like, that nigga still did 40 mil. Like, what are you talking about? Shut up.
Thriller got more R&B.
Bad's got better fucking songs. Like, the songs on Bad are just ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. Like, it's some good shit on Thriller. But honestly, nigga, honestly, I'm gonna put it like this. When the last time you listened to Thriller? I ain't even talking about the album. I'm talking about the fucking song. You don't. This month. This is the only month you listen to it, because it's October. Other than that, you're not listening to that shit.
We listened to that over the summer when we was watching the video.
One time. Nigga, we was on Michael Jackson bands. That's different. We damn sure didn't start with Thriller. I know that. We damn sure didn't start with Thriller. We just threw it in the queue because it was there. Like, oh, yeah, let's put this on there. It made sense. But like, I'm sorry. And this crazy part is, I love Drake. But this is this. Nah, wheelchair, Jimmy. Get your paralyzed ass back down. This ain't it. This ain't it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we talked about nothing on our list of things.
We did. I just brought that up. Oh. But, I mean, the other shit, I mean, it ain't even. Honestly, it is everything. It is everything. I don't let these people know where they can follow you, man. Because I'm ready to keep drinking.
Yay.
Shots.
Pull them up then, Nick.
You can follow me.
Because you're the bartender this week.
I'm going to quit, apparently.
Huh?
Right.
I'm going to
quit.
Damn, I'm going to go
PTO. Disability.
Damn, man.
Leave my absence.
Motherfuckers out here with unexcused absence, nigga. Like, y'all have.
Fired.
Damn, you was like, what they call that shit? Fucking job abandonment, nigga. Fucking no call, no shows in this bitch. Oh my God, where's our bartender? She don't want to make drinks. She said, "Fuck y'all drinks." Okay.
Okay, y'all can follow me on the Twitter and the Instagram. Make sure you follow me on the Snappy Chat, and I miss with the Z Shell.
No W.
You can check out WCW on YouTube, Women Cocktails and Whatever. And you can also check out The Rundown and Equal Opposites on 1515F, as well as Apple Music and Spotify and all the other places you look at podcasts, because she is busy, bitch.
I ain't gonna hold you. I just want you to follow me on TikTok, nigga. I need to get my TikTok numbers up. Follow me on TikTok at ASAPFunny1. And don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, and follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/NoChillPodcast. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
No Chill.